or you've already got written not put in your envelope. But pretty much you've gotten your mind made up. Not many folk come to church and say, Lord, speak to my heart concerning giving, and I'll give what you want me to give. But here it was, whether she came with her mind made up to give all that she had, or she was inspired in the service to give all, she had the right attitude. Let me say this to you, my brothers and sisters. God watches your attitude toward giving to him, because the same way that you give to him is the same way he has the privilege to give back to you. Luke 6 and 38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now notice what the next part says. Shall men give into your bosom? For what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you again. Now what does this mean? It means, listen, the same way you hand it out is the same way it's coming back in. It's not just the amount, it's the attitude. The amount is one thing, but the attitude is another. This woman's attitude was right. It wasn't the amount that Jesus was really focusing on. He was focusing on the fact that this woman made up in her mind she was going to give her best, but it happened to be her all, and yet she still had the right attitude.
Yeah.
She wasn't worrying about what she was going to get if she gave up everything she had for next week. She was letting tomorrow take care of itself. Her attitude was, God, I give you my best. I trust you. I depend on you to make a way for me. And so with that, her attitude is what pleased the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, these are principles, because God wants us to note these things. Why? Because when we give, if we want our giving to be fruitful and our harvests to be fruitful, all of this must play into our giving.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed.
you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you stood.
You stood the test.
Come on, windows of heaven.
Windows of heaven.
For you are a blessing.
For you are a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh my God.
To be blessed.
Got a verse, listen. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made
Listen. I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the windows and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say. Somebody say, yes, it is. Woo. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed. It's my season to be delivered.
Does he my Jesus care when I'm oppressed? Say that. No, my Jesus sees that he cares. Oh, yeah. Does he care for me, child? When I'm in distress, say I know my Jesus. Oh.